The death toll from Ebola is reaching towards 700, including an American. NBC's Stephanie Gosk tells us two more Americans are fighting for their lives.
Aid workers Nancy Reitbull and Dr. Ken Brantley are in a life and death struggle in Liberia. In Reitbull's church in Charlotte, they prayed for their recovery.
Western New York State is under the weather with severe thunderstorms today, and NBC's Al Roker says they're spreading.
It is making its way right toward a good portion of New England. We're looking at these severe storms firing up, water spouts coming off of Lake Erie.
The water isn't gushing anymore in Los Angeles, where a massive water main break flooded the UCLA campus. Workers opened up a crater on Sunset Boulevard and have closed the valve. Robert Hamilton is one lucky guy, more like two lucky guys. The Indianapolis native has just won $1 million from a Hoosier Lottery scratch-off ticket, and it's the second time he's won a cool million in just 3 months. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
You probably know Alternative Talk 1150 AM is the home of great shows like Conscious Talk, The Scandinavian Hour, and The Truth About Nutrition. But did you know it could also be the home of your own radio program? If you have an idea for a radio program to promote your business or address the topics you want to talk about, call Eric Crema at 425-653-1150 and find out how you could join the Alternative Talk 1150 AM family. 425-653-1150. Or visit our website at 1150kknw.com and click on Contact Us. Let your voice be heard on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, again, we'll see mostly clear skies today. Plenty of sunshine to go around. Temperatures still on the warm side. Topping out probably around 87 for today. For tonight, we'll see a few high passing clouds and low temperatures dropping down to about 57. For Friday and the ramp up to Seafair weekend, we'll see a few more clouds in the area for Friday, but still generally sunny skies and high temperatures around 83. For the weekend, it's going to be a good one. Great for all Seafair events. High temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9 Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everyone. Welcome. I want to welcome all of you. Welcome to you. Welcome to the show. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. I'm Dr. Pat. It's great to have all of you here. Today, make the spiritual connection with my co-host, Jennifer Farmer. Unleash the psychic. Yeah. Unleash the psychic within. For those of you out there, we've got a great show for you today. We're also going to be taking your calls. We have got a lot going on between the next 2 hours of radio for all of you out there. First, let me give a shout-out to Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B. You guys are going to be very busy today.
Yeah, we're already stretching our little fingers out.
Yeah.
Got our ears on.
See what I like to hear. Well, we've got a great show. And I want to just say to everybody out there, we'll tell you in a bit about how the shows are going to unfold and what that's going to be like. I am so thrilled. I'm thrilled that my co-host, Jennifer Farmer, joining me here today, has picked this topic for today. You know, she is amazing, one of the most respected and recognized leaders in her field. She is a gifted intuitive medium and spiritual teacher. As a matter of fact, you know, Bob Olson, editor of BestPsychicMediums.com, named her as one of the best psychic mediums. So here she is today with us. You know, she's been featured on many radio programs and has been somebody that takes her message out into the world, whether you're seeing her face-to-face, in person, whether you're reading about something she's written, whether you're hearing her on a show, or whether you are having your own session with her. She's someone that brings all of her life, her experience, and her consciousness to the forefront. And so, not surprised about today's show, you know, what does being a psychic really mean? And how do we each learn how to cultivate and bring to the forefront? So today, get ready to make the spiritual connection with Jennifer Farmer and Nate and unleash the psychic within. Jennifer, welcome to the show. It is great to have you here.
Thank you, Pat. It's wonderful to be here, and as always, to help those that are interested to jump into their inner psychic with vigor and with fearlessness.
You know, let's talk about that. You know, there are people that are traveling around thinking that, you know, that psychic stuff, that's for Jennifer. That's for Jennifer Farmer. But I don't know. Don't talk to me about being a psychic or being intuitive. Do you run up against people that, you know, have a hard time believing that they have gifts themselves?
You know, that's a real common, I'm going to say, kind of a roadblock to developing your inner psychic. Mm-hmm. Is a lot of us in this world and time have been taught not to trust ourselves, even from a very young age. And so what I usually end up, you know, talking with people that are like not believers or they're not sure, I really start to look at things in your life where you had a feeling or a knowing about something and it turned out you just didn't trust it. And it, once you start to recognize kind of through experiences in your life, I mean, it could be as simple as I had a feeling that, you know, I felt that I needed to go another way to work.
Right.
And I actually trusted it. Or for the consequence of not trusting it, now I'm sitting in 2 hours of traffic because I didn't hear that inner call, and here I am grumbling that I knew better. And even, you know, a psychic like me that, you know, works in this capacity of knowing things premonitionally, knowing things where they should go, knowing the alignment, I still make mistakes and don't listen, and I guess what? I pay for it. You know, I'll end up having to re-go to a place and take a product back that I had a feeling it wasn't work. You know, and it's hard to explain to people that how I know things, but we all have that. You know, I'll sit at, you know, I bought a piece of electronic equipment, I don't know, a year ago, and I'm like, I know something's wrong with this, and I'm going to buy it anyway because I still think it's the right thing to buy, you know, and end up taking that thing back, and it was broke, and I was like, I should have listened, it should have listened, or what some people are guilty of is trying to make it all fit, when really it initially, intuitively, wasn't supposed to. So it can account for not trusting the psychic, not trusting that inner feeling, that inner sense, or that awareness. You know, it has its own consequences, too. You know, it's got its best benefits, which I think is it helps us feel alive. It helps us feel connected to Earth and to other people, you know. It's a powerful inner tool that we've all got embedded within our human experience. We just have to turn it on a little bit for it to really blossom and give the rewards of feeling, I guess, empowered in some way, because our soul is trying to communicate through those subtle senses of hearing, seeing, feeling, and knowing. Yeah. And that in itself is how the psychic senses work.
You know, one of the things that I love talking about it with you is, you know, first of all, you know, Jennifer and I have known each other for really, 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 you know, we've known each other for a really long time. It's been really cool. You know, as I've been thinking about today's show, right, doing this show with you, I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, look at this. Look at you and me now sitting here doing this show. And, you know, the journey for both of us has, you know, been, what is that Paul McCartney song? The long and winding road, right? Yeah, it doesn't mean that that's a long and winding and bumpy road. That was not that song, right?
Right.
You know, it was not the long and windy, bumpy road. I want to just ask you this question because I think this is so fun to be able to do this. You know, this is our 10th year here on this station. It's we're coming up on our 5th year with Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm so grateful, right? I'm so grateful for all of the people along the way that have been so willing. I mean, you know, when I think about the Transformation Talk Radio, and I think about all of the people over there at WBOQ, Chris and Brian, you know, and Mark and Lauren, you know, all of the folks over there that have, you know, just been so patient with me in particular, right? But all of us in trying to figure out how to take a bigger message out there. You know, what I love about them is that they know that we're showing up just as they are showing up, not having all the answers to this,
yeah.
And are willing to go along the way and play, and together we get to figure things out, especially for, you know, all of the hosts that we have. What is it that you've discovered about your life and the world of collaboration that helps you actually become the better person that you are today?
You know, as far as, you know, working with people, first we got to have the, you know, we got to have the dream, right? And I think probably the biggest hurdle that I had to overcome was just not being afraid to live what I felt and what I sensed I was supposed to do. And once I crossed that line and made the decision, then those folks that sort of the universe and God sent my way are the ones that helped me believe in myself. You know, one of the best people that kind of was in my corner, I didn't really have a lot of people to talk to about my awarenesses, my psychicness, my dreams, all the things that started to really turn on to me. There's a special friend that I have, and she is someone that understood psychic ability. I met her through my work, you know, in my regular corporate job. And she was just somebody who always believed in me, even when I did not understand what was going on with me. And today I always think about her and I think, wow, what a perfect timing that she happened to work with me at that time. She knew about the psychic world. She knew about metaphysical things. And she always said, you can do it. And for me, in those times of doubt, having that collaboration with someone that believes in me and could help me see my original vision of serving a higher good in sort of the capacity that I am now. You know, I talk to dead people and help people with decisions in their life and just living a good life. Not everybody volunteers for that service job, but that's the one I got. Having her and those people believe in me were, I don't think I would have been able to accelerate my growth and my mission without that kind of support.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, and you know, I mentioned, of course, WBLQ and Chris and the team out there. But also, we have a team here on the West Coast, you know, with our affiliate stations here, you know, KKNW AM 1150. And, you know, I had a meeting last week with Eric Kremoff, the program director for the station. And I was really shocked. I mean, when I was sitting across from him and I realized how long he had been here and how incredible, you know, this idea of an alternative talk has become. And, you know, how, you know, he and the folks at KKNW cultivated the vision, you know, to bring this out into the world and the people that say yes. You know, I'm just really struck by right now the people that are working with us that want to support us in, you know, this idea of reaching people globally. I was just listening to a show on Transformation Talk Radio, you know, Jennifer, and was so inspired about the idea that all is possible in doing good work. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Jennifer Farmer about, you know, what does this inner psychic mean? Yeah, we're going to be opening up phone lines as well. We've got a great show today. You know, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is my inner psychic and why? Why would I want to develop it? And how do I even know that it is psychic? Well, I'm still stuck on the movie Lucy that I saw. I'm getting ready to go see it again. I got to see that movie again because there's something that we're not using that we have, and it is a gift. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The long and one. Audio was via a Skype call.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844, letter B, Intuit.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdener work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling at smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Everybody, I want to welcome you back. Welcome you back. This is a fabulous show today. I am so thrilled. My co-host, Jennifer Farmer, joining me here today. For more information about her, go to jenniferfarmer.com. How do you know, how do you know what is psychic? But what is my inner psychic, and why would I want to develop it? That's what we're going to talk about as we open up the phone lines right now. Two things are going to happen. First caller calls in. You'll have an opportunity to come on air and get a live on air, what I like to call, quickie with Jennifer Farmer, session right on air. And you will also get essential meditation CD. So that's our first caller that calls in. So we are opening up that phone line today, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Phone lines are open. Call in. Check in with Jennifer as we talk about what the inner psychic is all about. So phone lines are open for all of you. Go ahead and let's see what we can do to get you connected with Jennifer during the show today. Also, I want to just tell everybody, if you go to the website, jenniferfarmer.com, you'll receive a free meditation download. All you need to do is just register and sign up to be kept up to date on all the cool things she is doing. Jennifer, thank you for joining me here today. You know, I asked that question, what is my inner psychic and why would I want to develop it? And then you and I were talking during the break about the movie Lucy. And it's interesting, isn't it, that we believe in our pop culture, and especially in the movie, that there's got to be some external device that activates us to reach another level of consciousness. What do you think of that?
Oh, it's the biggest delusion there is. Like, when I get to spirit, I'm going to be having a long conversation about that, because that in itself, whatever was programmed at this particular time that told us that we didn't have the tools that we need, is just a bunch of crap. I was doing my meditation this morning, and, you know, part of it was, wow, wouldn't it have been, what would my life be like today had I not been taught to be afraid of life, of things that happen in life? What if that was shifted, that the life that you're fixing to live is a life that you should go out with everything you've got, with your heart and everything that you do, and not be afraid to explore, to experience relationships, to trust your inner self, because inside you've got the little ET light that's always beaming, beam me home. You're always connected to the home within, that inner soul connection, and you're safe. So go out and live it. And I think, wow, I would have probably not delayed some of the things that I felt needed to be changed and that my inner gut told me to change, but because I was afraid of change, I didn't change it. Mm. And because of that, I suffered. What in the world? Who wants to suffer? I know I don't, but obviously that's another reason that it's important to kind of tune into your inner psychic, because your inner soul, those senses, that inner voice is what guides us through this journey of life to a happier, fulfilling life through thoughts, feelings, impressions, and knowings.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is, first of all, I think we just struck a chord with a bunch of folks today. We've got our lines filled to connect with you. I've looked at the idea, like you and I were kind of, you know, joking a little bit, maybe. We were just saying, you know what, we have this picture of brains, right? I got a picture myself. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to put one up on our new website design, really very cool picture of the brain. And, you know, we're sitting here thinking to ourselves, is, man, you know, I want to use more than 10%. And so we strive to do that and, you know, consider many of the tools, many of the cues, whatever that is. We have to even remember that we're only using 10%, right? And there's another 90% out there. Can you imagine that we don't even get that most of the time?
You know, I think that, the goal to use all of what's capable, mm-hmm, is you have to address the invisible part, our invisible world, not, mm-hmm, just the dimension that we see that has things and pictures on walls and going to work, but there is an underlying frequency of energy that we are all tapped into, and our brain is tapped into that. And once we begin to let go of logic, why things A plus B equals C kind of thinking, and then go, well, what if, you know, instead of How come?
Yeah.
And as we can begin to open that conceptually on how we look at every situation in our life, we're naturally going to allow that inner psychic to guide us a bit more. You know, anything can happen. Instead of, well, what if the worst happens? Let's step off that one for a minute, because it just changes your energy. If you kind of play that in your mind, but if you say, well, what if it was successful? What if I did well? What if that vision is exactly how it was supposed to be and all is well? What could I do different, relax and enjoy my day and take the action that I'm spiritually guided to do? That's how we begin to integrate our spiritual connection with our psychic gifts in a real life world.
I love it. Well, are you ready to go to the phone line?
Yeah.
Do it, Mr. Benny.
Let's take Julie calling in from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Julie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, thank you.
How can we help you today?
Hi, Jennifer and Dr. Pat. I would like to know if I could make a connection with my mom who passed in 2003.
Give me just a moment, because that's kind of in a different field. But, you know, when I see, when I ask for that invitation, I do see a woman here that would have been sick before she passed. She acknowledges that she has more than one child, so your mom, so you have a sibling as well?
I have six.
Oh, because she said, I have more than one child, is what your mom said. And she acknowledges that you were her special child and that she also always felt like you guys had a good wave connection, like you thought about her and she thought about you. It's sort of that telepathic connection. And she says you knew that she was sick before she was sick. Is that correct? I'm sorry, Julie?
Oh, yes, correct. Yes, I did.
Yeah, you know, when I see your mom, she says, thank God I'm over here on the other side. I'm with your grandma, and she has finally taught me how to cook better. Your mom's talking about cooking. And she said that she was grateful for your prayers for her before she passed, and she shows me you actually praying for her healing before she passed, and that's something you can validate?
Yes.
Yeah. Obviously, she's got a little dog with her from the spirit, and she's acknowledging that dog is, she's taking care of the dog before you get there. And she said, tell the family I'm okay, and I'm glad I just went to sleep peacefully. I didn't want to make a big fuss. And you can understand that about your mom.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, she mentions a birthday just passed, Julie, like the last 2 weeks. I know you're a big fan. Can you place the birthday?
Not for me.
I'm sorry?
Not for myself. I have a huge family. I don't know.
Yeah, she's talking about a granddaughter, by the way.
Okay.
And she
I'm
sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time with this phone. My daughter had a birthday a few weeks ago.
Oh, excellent. She's just talking about her granddaughter. Happy birthday and many blessings to you. Obviously, your mom's still watching over with a nice eye. She still likes to make sure you guys are all doing right by God. So she's got a spiritual side to her as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. Many blessings to you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
And actually, Julie, hang tight. Just 1 second. We're going to gather the information for you so we can collect the little gift we were offering earlier. So, Pat?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Benny. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Everyone out there, we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to take the rest of your calls. Phone lines are open, 1-800-930-2819. For those of you out there, please go ahead and give us a shout. If you want to find out more about Jennifer, go to jenniferfarmer.com. And if you want to find out more about us, go to Facebook, The Dr. Pat Show, Twitter, The Dr. Pat Show, and definitely thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. We're going to take a short break, everyone. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the psychic within. We're also going to get these phone calls going here because why? Jennifer Farmer is in the house. Stay tuned, everyone. We will be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passion, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. What a great show today. You know, Jennifer Farmer joining us here today. I mean, you know, tapping in. You know, what if maybe we weren't locked in to this idea that 10%, you know, does that really translate into believing we are 10%? Maybe we're 10% of our intuition. Maybe we're 10% of what we could possibly achieve in life. You know, it's fascinating, isn't it, Jennifer, when we look at ourselves, how quickly, you know, we get to limiting the view of who we are. And I know I've done it in my life. I know I've really, you know, I haven't shot for the top all the time. You know, I figured if I could shoot for the middle, I'd be okay. And, you know what I'm saying? Let's shoot for the middle. If you shoot for anything else, boy, you're going to be disappointed. I think we do that with our intuition, don't we?
It does. That's that second guessing that, you know, we've all, every human I know has felt that second guessing where you just have a brief, you know, our inner psychic is attuned to the present moment at all times. Now, our head may not be, but our inner psychic is. And if we attune to the present, that's where we really get in the driver's seat of our inner psychic. It's like you get in the front car. You know, you get in the front seat, you buckle your seatbelt. The inner psychic, if you're in the present moment, how do I feel? What do I sense? What do I know? Those kinds of inner questions is what really drives the fuel for that inner psychic to give you sort of the energy and the vibrational feelings that communicate our next steps, our pathway, our visions. And in doing that, you know, it helps us find a new job. You know, it's better than to waste your time working in, you know, I had a lady ask me the other day, she said, you know, I've got laid off. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I said, start with the basics, you know, meditate. Get into your quietness and begin to ask, you know, do you see yourself working with people, with animals, with machines? What feels right? Whether it makes sense or not, what do you see or feel is an opening door there? And that's where you start. And you actually said it on break. It's, we have to let go of the details of the how, and we just have to trust that the impressions that we get are what sort of our milestones for the next steps in our journey.
You know, part of this is really coming out and being willing to ask the questions. And we got a bunch of people waiting to chat with you just to do that.
Okay.
For those of you out there, Jennifer Farmer joining us here today, Mr. Benny and Taylor are busy as we speak. Benny, what would you like to do?
Well, let's take Ann. She's been holding. She's calling in from Arlington. Ann, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ann. Welcome
Hi,
to the show.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you.
How are you?
My question, I'm sorry?
I said, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. My question is, I just real quickly, I was raised with all the Southern Baptist, hellfire and brimstone, and all about Jesus as our personal Savior, and if you don't believe that, you're going to go to hell and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's all fine and well, you know, that's what it was. But that's not what it is now as an adult. I really feel very differently that that was not the right path and that I am now on the right path. But I am constantly dealing with, and I'm really relating to everything you guys are talking about today, because I'm constantly battling fear, fear of the unknown, fear that, oh, my gosh, what if all that teaching was right and now I'm straying from it? I don't want to end up in hell. I want to end up, you know. So the crux of what I'm saying, though, is that I really feel as though I'm supposed to be in the field of healing somehow, and yet I can't quite figure out what that really means. Am I supposed to become a hypocrite?
A couple
am
of
I
things. And what's your first name again? Angie or Ann?
Ann.
And one thing I'll share with you is feeling that inner pull to healing work is one of God's greatest missions, is that we are part of the plan for repair. We are part of the plan for restore and for reviving in this human existence. And, you know, just so you know, there is profound Christian ministries that do hands-on healing, that are doing progressive work in California on miraculous healing pieces. So even if you were to look in the area that you, let's call conservative Christian, right? Now there's more progressive Christians. Like even in Fort Worth, Texas, they have prophetic churches now, which is awesome. They don't call them psychic churches, but they call them prophetic churches, which is the same thing. As far as you finding your place with the healing element, and I just see, you know, and you work really well with people. You set people at ease. I see hands-on healing for you. I feel like with that, whatever you learn about Reiki energy, whatever you learn about, you know, things like massage in a practical way, all of that can be ignited if you'll follow that pull for healing. And in doing that, that could be, Spirit says you've been getting some headaches. Has that been frequent?
I'm sorry, Spirit says what?
You're getting headaches?
No, I haven't really had headaches. I've had just heaviness and strain in my neck. But I just sort of attributed that to I've had weight gain that's unexplained. There's no reason for this amount of weight gain, and it's all around my midsection. And so I've kind of attributed the stiffness in my neck to that weight gain.
You know, there's a great lady that did a book. I believe her name is Barbara Brennan. And she's got a book that's called Hands That Heal.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's big and blue. Obviously, you need some healing right now. So working with practitioners that you're drawn to kind of in a metaphysical way will open the doorway and it'll help you with your wake-up call, what I call the spirit wake-up call. And the piece about the religion, sometimes we get trained for half of our lives and then we spend the next half of our lives unlearning what we were learned before, you see?
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I will tell you that when I sometimes, even to this day, where I believe God is all inclusive and never exclusive, I have still struggled with sometimes with those mixed messages that I got. Like I went and bought a new book on Kabbalah. I actually was standing in the store and I heard that voice say, "There'll be no other masters before me." I was like, "Who said that?" You know? And it was like making me afraid to research other concepts of God because of that old programming. That doesn't mean I'm leaving my faith in God. It just means I'm expanding on it. And so if you can, find a way to keep the lens of creating your relationship with your Creator as your mainstay in your mental mind so that it gives yourself permission to explore what more of spirituality and religion may offer. You may find that you're more spiritual and that you don't subscribe to a religion, but the good news is that there's no like spiritual police running by to check your spiritual card. You'll know in your heart if you're on the right, you'll know if you're on the right path and if it feels right for you. And that's the part where Pat and I were talking about at the very beginning, is learning how to trust regardless of your circle of influence.
Yeah.
That you are exactly where you're supposed to be, and that the powers of the universe, once you make the decision to go forward with your healing research, that each step will be revealed to you as it is needed, and that in trusting that, you can relax and enjoy more of the journey instead of being afraid. I mean, the truth is, fire and brimstone ingrained fear at every DNA level. And to unwire that will take conscious effort, but it can be done. Like, I refuse to live in fear today.
Yeah.
And I usually have to do that as part of my own reprogramming. Does that make sense, Anne?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
All right.
And
any
you said the name of the book
you?
Is Hands.
Hands
you said the name of the book is Hands.
That, I think it's Hands, and her name is Barbara Brennan. And if I'm by my computer, so I can Google it real quick. But obviously, I know you'll still be tuned in, but... I just feel that's very powerful when I saw when you tuned in. And there is something about headaches, so obviously if something comes up, you might want to see a practitioner, a professional for anything that's long-term.
Yeah.
Okay?
You know, part of that, part of what goes on in the neck, too, I mean, honestly, can I just make a comment? When we think about that head, we sometimes don't think about our neck. And, our neck is connected, right, to the upper part of our body, which we call the head. But it's so very, very delicate, and thanks to Dr. Thane, I got to understand this very, very well. If you're having the kind of changes you're having in your body, I'm agreeing with Jennifer. I would recommend that you really see somebody and find out what that connection is, right, Jennifer? That's
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got the update.
Go ahead.
It's called Hands of Light. The author's name is Barbara Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-A-N. She does a hands-on healing school, but if you're drawn to that, when you look at it, if you start to get those little psychic connections and that inner energy, you got to follow it. She's a former NSA, NASA physicist, and so there's a lot of support in the healing field if you begin to look at that. All right.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I was trying to
write down what you said. You said
it's Hands of Light.
Of Light. Yep.
Yep. And it's by Barbara
Brennan. And we'll talk about
Brennan.
It again. What we'll do when we come back from break, we'll mention it again for everybody.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to get right to the phones again. JenniferFarmer.com is the way you can find out about my super co-host today. Let's take a short break. Mr. Benny Taylor will be right back with the show.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goal. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on September 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Pat. Jennifer Farmer joining me here, a co-host today, talking about the psychic within. But before we go to those zones, Mr. Benny and Taylor, Jennifer, kind of give us an update on some of the things you've got going on.
Okay. First of all, the best way to really get your inner psychic going is go to a class. I got to tell you, it does two things, whether it's a local class or whether you want to come and see me. A class, what that does is it gives you an experience to really validate some of your feelings. And because of the exercises that are done in a psychic class, it will also, number one, raise your level of awareness, build your trust, and give you new techniques on how to integrate your psychic senses in your everyday life. I'm going to be doing a, I got invited back to Lilydale Assembly in New York, which is like this huge spiritualist community, and it's beautiful, and I've got a one-day workshop on August 15th. It's going to be like 9:30 to 4:30, and it's just a beautiful place. There's a lot of, it's like, this is the kind of place that when you go, there's a little old houses with mediums and psychics, that's their house, so they actually have a sign on the front door, and it's really remarkable. It's a remarkable place if you have any interest in this kind of world, not just for the class, but to go to Lilydale for the weekend. It's beautiful. It's in Lilydale, New York. You have to fly in through Buffalo, and it's about an hour from Buffalo.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
you know, this is really kind of cool to see you out in the world, connecting with a whole bunch of people, and having a great time. I am so thrilled for you, Jennifer.
I'm just so
thrilled for you.
Thank you.
Mr. Benny, I think we have time to get to connect with our fabulous listeners. So why don't we go to the phone?
Sure, we'll take Judy calling in from Everett now.
Great, Judy. Hey, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Jennifer.
You're in Everett, Washington?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. I live in Marysville, but I'm visiting in Everett. I have a question about my weight. I lost a lot of weight. I can't seem to gain it back.
Okay. So you lost a lot of weight and you can't gain it back. That's what's going on, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I have to tell you, I feel that some of this is tied to some blood changes in your life. Obviously, I've got to give you a disclaimer. I'm not a medical doctor, so it's all I can share with you is where I feel drawn to in your body. I really, what Spirit is showing me is that there's some changes with your blood and your kind of your level of life force energy in your blood, and obviously I hope you get that checked out for autoimmune things, because that's what I'm sort of drawn to here.
Thank you. And like the caller before, I've been having headaches.
I felt you before you. Come
there
on.
We go. Yeah.
You know.
There we go.
I just feel like there is some neurological things with that. But, you know, what has your body been telling you? I mean, like, whenever we're talking about our inner psychic, have you been listening to the fear, but have you felt, number one, that you're okay? Do you feel like something's off?
I feel like something's off.
Okay. So that's an inner message that you got to really check out. And, you know, the first thing they do is take blood on a, you know, even... You know, if you don't, if you can get your blood energy worked up, and take a look for any toxins that are in your house that you brought in that hasn't been there before. And I do see some toxicity around your house. It's like I see some sort of gas. Or did you get a new gas or propane, some sort of gas utility?
We don't, but I am living in a home with lots of bulbs.
Oh, I'm seeing all this, like, gas around you that's toxic. And gas, obviously, can emulate energetically to toxicity around the house, and it just feels like it's around you. So, obviously, the first check is if you've been feeling the inner message, you go to a professional, have them run your blood work.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, losing weight, you know, in a quick period of time and not being able to gain it wet back is a sign that the body's not 100%.
Yeah.
And it's important to follow through with that so you can feel better as well, especially now that you've got the headaches.
Yeah. You have time for one more question?
Sometimes go ahead.
I hear things like a week. I think it's a week before they're happening, and then I'll hear it the next week where it happens.
Yep, that's called clairaudience.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're tuned into, and if we're really living in our psychic self, if we're really attuned to our psychic senses and we're staying present, we should be hearing things that are headed our way.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's nothing to, and remember, the psychic voice is always quiet. It's always still. And it is our connection to divine knowledge. And if we can attune to that frequency of happy silence and, you know, taking an hour a day and not talking and turning all the noise off, 1 hour a day can increase your sensitivities exponentially.
Okay.
Is to turn off the noise.
Thank you so much.
You'll find that your inner psychic wakes up and it starts to attune better.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dr. Pat and Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Oh, anytime. Thank you. We've got some great listeners here. today on the show. I can't believe, can you believe how quickly this time has gone by?
Yeah. Here we go. We're going to be on in just a couple of weeks, though.
I know. You know, Jennifer, I wanted to just chat with you as we wrap up here and have you talk a little bit to folks about how they can best cultivate, you know, that part of themselves and bring it forward, you know, and not have to be the character in the movie, Lucy.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of study. So if you're a reader and you like to read, if you start to read psychic books, if you start to read, like one of my favorites is Personal Power Through Awareness by Sanaya Roman. It's instrumental. I didn't have anybody to really teach me about psychic energy and psychic senses. So for me, I had to rely on study. And once I did that and I learned the knowledge base of what psychic is and what it's not, then I began to trust myself more, and that's part of the process. Is you begin to write down, you begin to get a sense and a feel about things, and you document it. You write it down. I got a feeling about this, and the other piece is to learn how to center your presence into the moment using guided meditations. Because the number one to accelerate your psychic senses is exactly what I was talking to the other lady about. You got to turn off the noise and turn up the senses. And in doing that, a guided meditation. I believe we had one more CD left. Is that right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So in that CD, it's a guided practice. But if you can, and we can save that for next time if you'd like, we can slow down, unplug the phone, turn the TV off, take 5 minutes of breath, begin to get into our physical senses, relax the shoulders, and really begin to breathe in the unknown. And when we can do that on a constant, on a continual basis, we naturally are tuned into a higher frequency.
I love it. Jennifer, thank you so much for
a
great show today. Thank you. JenniferFarmer.com, everyone. She will be back. We're going to take a short break, everyone. And when we come back, we've got more. We're fired up here today. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the show.
Program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. Contests mentioned during this program are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not of the station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Good morning, everyone. Taylor Jacobs here with the Alternative Talk AM traffic update. I-90 closures today due to Blue Angel practice, so make sure you plan accordingly as the roads will be massively blocked. 405 both directions from Tukwila all the way up into Newcastle will be bumper to bumper, as well as I-5 northbound from Boeing Field all the way up to the 520, so make sure you avoid I-5 if at all possible, as well as some slowing north in Bothell from 405 southbound all the way down to Kirkland. For more traffic, weather, and news updates, stay tuned at the top of each hour or visit 1150kknw.com.
NBC News Radio, I'm Pete Williams. Republicans are preparing to vote today on a response to the flood of children crossing the southern border. It's a $659 million plan that would speed up their return home, but NBC's Tracy Potts says time is running out.
It's the last day for the Senate. The House officially already in recess. It's not likely that we're going to see something final coming out of Washington.
Secretary of State John Kerry says there's no promise of a ceasefire between Israel and militants in Gaza. Israel's prime minister says all Hamas tunnels must be wiped out first. NBC's Martin Fletcher explains why from Tel Aviv.
They say, look, we can live with the rockets. It's bad enough, it's frightening, but the tunnels, the idea that a dozen fighters from Hamas just pop out of the ground near the school, near the town, everybody says we just cannot live with that.
She has said it before, now she has said it again. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has no plans to retire anytime soon. She tells Yahoo News she's likely to remain for a while. This is NBC News Radio. The FBI's 10 Most Wanted list has another success. A Louisiana man accused of murder, Jose Guevara, was arrested yesterday. NBC News Radio's John Stolness says he joins many others caught that way.
In all, 502 fugitives have appeared on the list, with 471 apprehended. 156 of those arrests were the result of citizen cooperation.
With one American dead and two more fighting for their lives in the African Ebola outbreak, fears about the deadly disease are mounting. NBC's Stephanie Gosk is in Charlotte, North Carolina.
For 7 hours, Charlotte Medical Center was concerned one of its patients may have Ebola. Turned out to be a false alarm. CMC's infectious disease specialist, Dr. Katie Passeretti, says the hospital's response was the right call.
As we learn more information, it's easier to back off and put measures into place later on down the road.
The Ebola death toll in West Africa is now 729. On Wall Street, stocks are lower and average mortgages are near their lows for the year. I'm Pete Williams, NBC News Radio.
Hi, this is Brad Luce.
And I'm Gary Scheidt, inviting you to join us for exclusive radio coverage of the 2014 Albert Lea Appliance Cup right here on Alternative Talk 1150. We're celebrating 65 years of hydroplane racing, and this year's Seafair Weekend Finale is going to be a good one. Live coverage begins at 10 a.m. on Sunday, August 3rd. So whether you'll be out on the log boom, taking it all in from the shore, or just hanging out at home, Alternative Talk 1150 is the place to be for hydroplane racing at 1150 a.m. and streaming online at 1150kknw.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, again, we'll see mostly clear skies today. Plenty of sunshine to go around. Temperatures still on the warm side, topping out probably around 87 for today. For tonight, we'll see a few high-passing clouds and low temperatures dropping down to about 57. For Friday and the ramp-up to Seafair weekend, we'll see a few more clouds in the area for Friday, but still generally sunny skies and high temperatures around 83. For the weekend, it's going to be a good one. Great for all Seafair events. High temperatures will be in the low to mid-80s.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9 Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Oh, my gosh. We have great shows for you guys today. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat. For more information about us, we have made that super simple. Thanks to all of you who actually named the show. And so if you want to find out more about us, go to the drpatshow.com, or you can just go to drpatshow.com, or I think, you know, there's a gazillion ways to get a hold of me. You could just Google Dr. Pat, and there you are. If you want to find out more about Transformation Talk Radio, tune in to some of the most amazing hosts talking about some of the most incredible things right now about transformation, giving you tools, tips, ways for you to change your life, become empowered. go to transformationtalkradio.com. Pretty soon, you're going to see a website called thetransformationnetwork.com. And actually, if you went there now, you're going to see a work in progress. You're going to see us be changing it, making things different on it. Just a little sneak preview of what's to come. But the main thing is that we are committed. We're committed to helping all of you out there step into the fullness, the absolute magnificence that you truly are. And if you don't believe that, part of what we've done over the past 11 years is to bring people on that are able to share what their journey has been like, what their strength has been like, and what does it mean to step into that place of knowing and become truly empowered in the world that we live in today. And I know many of you have been emailing me, texting me, and many other things about what's happening in current events in the world today. And here's what I want to say to all of you. Whenever you're baffled by the world, go to that source, that divine energy that is benevolent, and know that you are truly loved. Today's show, for those of you out there, today's show is with someone that knows a lot about creating opportunities to step into one's fullness. Ari McIntyre is joining me here today. She's going to help you tap into the positive energies of aromatherapy. And beyond all of that, talk about the strongest of the five senses. What is that? That way that we step into the world, that way to smell, that way that we are fully embraced into what is going on in the world around us. For those of you, I want to just introduce you to Aria Minnick. She's been working as a spiritual life coach for over 10 years, uses her study of astrology, charts, tarot, energy healing to help everyone get to the place where you want to go. If you're sitting right now and you're thinking, I got to go somewhere and you're not there yet, well, that's what Aria does. Whether she is tapping into the energy and the life force that is around her, she is amazing, successfully seeing her clients go from being single to married, from one career to another, you know, achieve lifelong goals, counseling, and much more. Her work is not just about looking at life and looking at it in a way of limitation, but tapping into the senses, tapping into the things that we call knowing, so that each of us gets to achieve the achievable. We get to believe the believable, and we get to have faith in the invisible. Today's show, along with many, many ways that she steps into the world, whether it is using an affirmation, whether it is using a scent, a way to smell to help us step into the beauty and the divinity that is ours. It is about all of us, to step in and know that we are truly loved. So she's joining me here today. We've got a great show. We're going to be opening up the phone lines. We're going to be having some fun. We're going to be having some amazing fun today on the show. Ari, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you so much. What a lovely introduction. Thank you. That was just incredible. Thank you.
This is so fun. We're going to have like a fun show today, and I want to talk about this for a little bit. I want to talk about you, your life's journey, and, you know, and when we talk about, we use terms like aromatherapy, or when we talk about the power of, you know, our ability to smell and those five senses, you know, what is it that you have learned along the way in your journey to help you with these modalities, with this learning experience, move beyond the obstacles in your life, move beyond the challenges? What have you learned?
Well, first of all, you have to get centered. You can't do anything, not a dang thing, if your head is not in the right place. Okay, and that goes for any adversity, any magnificent thing that happens. You still have to make that adjustment. And most people don't take the time to do that. They just keep going and don't process and keep moving. And eventually it overwhelms them and takes some sort of physical manifestation in their body. Okay, because we are nothing but emotion, really, when it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done, we're just a bag of emotions. We're just like, pounding up. And, you know, let's talk about that, because we have emotional reactions to a lot of things, don't we? You know, we have emotional reactions to our partners. We have emotional reactions to maybe we go out for dinner and we get some food and we're looking at the food and we're like, oh, that's not really what I ordered. And all of a sudden, the next thing, we're in a fit about it.
Yep.
And where is that taking us? How do our emotions help us and or hinder us?
Okay, first and foremost, you have to be in tune with yourself. See, that's why I recommend meditation. So it's free. You can do it anywhere. It's mandatory. When you were a kid, you did it. You didn't realize it because you would just be alone for a minute. Or you had that quiet time in school called nap time. That's meditation. Okay, that's when they gave the kids a chance to just go chill before they started the next session. As adults, we don't take that time anymore. You just keep on going. Just bring, bring, bring. And eventually we end up kind of showing our assets in some way, shape, or form. Maybe on an innocent that just happens to be walking through saying, hey, you touched my something. And you go, blah, 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 because you have misplaced hostility that you ain't dealing with.
That's right. That's right. You know, and we're not dealing with it. And, you know, we're not dealing with it. I don't know. Have we ever learned to deal with it? This is really the question for me. I mean, where would we have learned that stuff from? You know,
You get glimpses. You don't. There's no one way to eat a Tootsie Roll, okay? I mean, it depends on where you are, your lifestyle, your partnerships, your environment. So there's no wrong way, okay? So there's no right way. It depends on where you are at. I advocate for you to tune into what are you feeling. What are you going through? It may be something mundane, but it may be big in your world. Okay? So it ends up kind of giving you a chance to slow down, get centered. You know, I personally love aromatherapy because I believe in the primals, the eyes, the taste, the sight, the feel, mm-hmm. the touch, because that's what we started with. Before we could speak, before we can express anything, we have primal, okay? And we have people, hopefully, around you that nurtured that primal. But as you got older, you kind of put that to the side. Oh, I can rationalize this. Oh, I can think through this. No. You ever wonder why vanilla hits you in a certain way? It's one of the biggest scents and tastes in the world because it brings you back to certain places in your life where vanilla was given to you in joy, like a birthday cake. Most of those are made out of vanilla, you know, and it made you feel good that someone remembered to put some sticks in a cake and let them on fire and put them in front of you. That's all you remember, but it was cool.
That's right. I do remember that. You know, I'll tell you what else I remember. Thank you for bringing that little ditty up for me. I remember getting ready for my birthday, and, you know, this is really what we're talking about, emotion. So here's a true story. You ready for this, Ari? I remember my birthday is December 11th. December 11th, I grew up on the East Coast. And I remember on December 11th, and it must have been my 10th or my 11th birthday, I think it was. December 11th, my 11th birthday. We had one of the largest snowstorms in the history of New York City. And I remember that birth date, and nobody could come to my birthday party. But I do remember the cake. And it's so funny you brought that up. I do remember this cake with this beautiful, beautiful icing on it. And, you know, you're right. You do remember the vanilla on that and the taste of that. And, you know, out of all of the things that you could remember, that I could remember about that, especially the fact that nobody was able to show up, I do remember eating that cake and loving every bite of it.
Because that was cute. Somebody took the time to plan that, organize it. It didn't go the way it was supposed to, but they still made sure you felt loved and safe on that day. And that's where our senses come in to play so much. Because, yeah, we have those created as children, but guess what? As adults, we can create our own right now. Right?
Yeah.
To continue to harness that energy and keep that center, keep that balance. So you're not so thrown off by things, because life's in progress. It just is, you know?
Yeah, I love this. Ari, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking, we got a great show. We're going to be talking about colors and how colors are incorporated into our meditation. What is meditation? How does meditation help us? you know, in our day-to-day lives. And we've got some amazing pay-it-forward gifts from my very special guest today, Ari McIntyre. When we come back, we're going to be have a little fun with the callers. You're going to get to call into the show. When we come back, Ari's going to walk you through what that's going to look like. And we're going to have so much fun with this show today. Why? Because we love having fun here on the show, and I've got a fabulous guest joining me here today, everybody. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
To the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacles. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Welcome back. We got a fun show. Oh, you guys are going to get to call into the show today, and you're going to be able to connect with my super special guest today, Ari McIntyre. But the other thing that you're going to be able to do is going to be able to receive a gift, and we're going to tell you how that works. And part of the conversation is looking at color, how they're incorporated into meditation, what meditation is. And, you know, what is it about meditation that is probably all of us know about meditation, why it's important, but why is it it's been so difficult for us to kind of step up and actually meditate? Well, there is a reason, and thanks to my guest today, She has created a way to make this easy, enjoyable, and super, super important for us. Ari, thank you for joining me here today. Let's start with a conversation about meditation, what it is, and what you've created to help people get this into gear.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, meditation is just setting yourself up to be in a quiet, centered place. It doesn't cut off your mind. You still have things going on in the background, but you actually feel like you're falling asleep. And it gives you a chance to relax mentally and physically, psychologically, and hopefully spiritually, all at the same time. So it gives you a chance to recharge, so you can actually not take everything so serious and maybe not be so high strung. It lowers your blood pressure, and eventually, if you do it enough, it becomes like a routine that if you don't do it, like if you don't eat the right foods during the day, you can feel off. You just feel like you're missing something because you're not tuning in to self. I, over the years, have noticed that certain scents and colors would affect my clients. I started meditating because I kept hearing so many different voices in my head that were not mine, thank you very much. And so I started going, you know, I need to tune out before I end up, you know, not knowing which one's which. Well, it turned out as I was just picking up on everybody else, like a radio frequency, you know. Yeah. And I wasn't trying. I wasn't tuning in. I wasn't even asking. I was like, I do not need that record playing in my head. But the universe kept saying, no, 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 no. So I started using certain scents to calm myself down, like ylang ylang, to keep my head from getting too, you know, caught up. A little vanilla to make me remember it's okay. Because you can have anxiety when you're in a room full of people and they have so many things going on and you're trying to figure out, how does this apply to me? Why am I picking up on this? What's the spiritual lesson here? And it turns out it was me learning to control myself and learning how to balance myself. And through the candles and the scents, over the years, it just synced up where my clients were like, well, can I get one? And I was like, oh, yeah. So I started making the candles, not because I was thinking, ooh, let me be a candle maker. It was actually because I saw as a necessity for people who needed to have something with them on the road of life as we travel. And they can use it anytime they want, anywhere they want, just to keep themselves balanced, you know, and remember what we talked about and what our goal was in meditation. And that's how I got started. And we've done very, very well. Thank God. And it's been awesome. It's been an awesome journey.
You know, I mean, this is really kind of what's really cool about this. And you and I were talking about it before the break. You know, I was saying to you that I'm just glad that in my life that I've had the moments where I've stopped long enough to hear what the message is for the next step. And, you know, and I'm a work in progress around that, you know, where the more I pay attention, the more awake I am, and the more tools I use, especially, you know, for someone like you who has helped so many people. This is something that each of us not only can learn to do, but our lives will change from this, Ari. Isn't that what we're talking about? You know, I mean, you have many, many gifts. And, you know, part of that is discovering what some of these things are that can help people step up and live their lives. What have you found are some of the greatest challenges for people to truly step into the realm of meditation?
The number one challenge is figuring out how to put it in their day-to-day. I think people make it more complex. I think they make it more of a challenge. I think they try to figure out, I should chop out like 40 minutes or 30 minutes, and it's like exercising. You know, you have to go to a place to exercise, and really you could just walk anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
We make it like, we have to join that gym because then I'm going to do it.
Right.
It's like, you don't have to join the gym to exercise. You don't have to join a group to meditate. It's good if you have that association because it helps reinforces everybody's in the same mindset for that 5, 10, or however much time you put in. But the biggest challenge is just saying, I'm going to put 5 minutes aside, 5 minutes, and just truly listen to myself, cut the TV off, cut the radio off, unplug from the cell. All technical devices need to be shut down and create a circle around yourself just to get centered, just to tune into how am I feeling today, what's going on in my body and my universe before you start engaging in others. So that's always been the challenge, and that's why we created the starter kit, because I had so many people that had so many questions about how and can I get this, and, you know, I don't want to carry this with me. And I said, okay, all right. So we at General Wax, which is the company that basically has taken over my production, and they're fantastic, wonderful company, came up with this starter kit. And this kit basically gives you like the little mini version of what I need to do to keep my head on straight just for 5 to 10 minutes. You can go longer, okay? We put in the primary colors that we've seen have been more successful, love, green, love, pink, money, green, blue for protection, and then this beautiful yellow that just talks about communicating. And you want these colors because these are the primaries, like pastel-y. It looks like a holiday to me. When I look at the package, I'm just like, ah, who wouldn't be happy? Who would not be happy? You know?
Yeah. Part of this, what we're doing today, is who wouldn't be happy? Part of what we're doing on the show today is we're going to give our listeners an opportunity to call in and get happy with us. Tell us a little bit about what we're planning.
Well, okay, first and foremost, we have some new starter kits that we want to give away to your listeners because we know how important it is for people to see, touch, taste, smell, all this good stuff. So we here at Candles by Ari have decided, let's give away some stuff. Let's pay it forward. And what I'm going to challenge the listeners is to listen because we've already said a couple of things that we are going to ask. So it's not that hard to call in and get the answer right. It's actually really, really easy. You just have to be listening and tuning in, which is what we're talking about with meditation, listening, tuning in. So you see, it's a full circle. All in the same package. So basically we got, 3 or 4 kids, I think? I think we have 3 on deck. And basically, as when the time hits and you, you know, hit the buzzer and say, okay, call in. You answer these questions, and boom, you just got a beautiful starter meditation kit to get you on your path of centering and hopefully balance and finding that success in yourself so you can spread that out and keep paying it forward. That's our goal.
I love it. I love it. And the way we're going to do this, we're going to open up the phone lines for all of you out there. And when you come on air, we're going to ask you a question. And, you know, depending upon what that question is, your answer is, we are going to give things away on this show and have some fun in doing it. And, you know, this is part of how you get to exercise that intuitive nature. You know, that thing that we've been talking about now for an hour and a half, that thing that is that knowing. And so we're going to have some fun with this, and you're going to get a fabulous, fabulous gift from Ari. For those of you out there, Ari, why don't we tell folks a little bit about how they can find out more about you, what your website is, so that they could check all of this out.
Okay. It's candlesbyari.com. I try to make it as simple as possible, you know, and we're there 24/7. It talks about the candles. It talks about our meditation classes, and it talks about my personal one-on-ones that I do with people pretty much all over the country. And we also answer a lot of questions, so if you have specific questions, we love getting information out as best we can. And it's all based on just your need. It's free will. I believe in self-help. I believe in having resources so you can continue to grow, whatever that is for you. But to get you out of the negativity in your life, the first step is, what do you want to do? Because you have to feel empowered, and that's what we do at our site. We try to, you know, bring that light, bring that humor, because I do think God has a sense of humor. I really, really do. And sometimes, you know, that was funny. It was not funny, but it was funny.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, there's sometimes where I'm just like not in the ha-ha mood here, but it would take me a little while to warm up to it. Once I warmed up to it, I was good. We're going to take a short break when we come back. We are opening up those phone lines. For those of you that want to get in the queue like right away and make sure you're in the queue for the question and the gift,
1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And, you know, feel free to ask Ari a question. She's got some insight. She's got a few psychic things going on here. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Yes, it must be so, but still I cannot see. If the savage one is me, how can there be so much that you don't know? You don't know.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. As nationally known guests, talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You'll learn things you never knew you never knew.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. We're taking your calls. Naomi will be right with you in a minute. We're taking your calls. Ready to call into the show, get some insight. Fabulous starter kit, meditation kit for those of you out there. 1-800-930-2819. Thanks to my very special guest. Ari, before we go to the phones, I want to just have you just mention a little bit about, you know, what you do to help people. You know, tell us a bit about spiritual coaching. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you use your intuitive gifts.
Well, first let me give you a quick background. I didn't come out thinking I wanted to be a spiritual life coach. My grandmother ran a beauty shop, and I would sit at her feet, and I thought everybody could hear her thoughts. I thought when she said she was hungry, she said it out loud. I thought when she asked me to do something, she was speaking with her regular voice, because that's how clear our communication energetically was. So when I got about, I'd say about 15, 16, I was the personal assistant in the store, and one lady would come in every Sunday or every Saturday to get her hair done and always say, I would pay you later. Now, me being a smart-ass little kid, I was like, you know, she never pays, and I don't see why you keep doing it. And my grandma said, you never know what someone's going through. And when that lady gets her money, she'll share with us. And I was like, yeah, right, you know, skeptical. Well, the person's husband passed away on the rig, and she got equivalent of what's like $1 million today. So she came in, as usual, to get her hair done. And she goes, you know, Miss Little, I think I owe you some money, and here's the tip. She gave her $5,000 in cash.
Wow.
Okay. And I was so floored. My mouth was on the ground, and I was like, I'd never seen that kind of cash. We're not talking check, cash. She says, and that should take care of what I owe you and a tip, because you never made me feel poor. And I thank you for that. And she cried. Even when I didn't have it.
What was the takeaway for you, Ari? What was the takeaway for you growing up to get that lesson, right? I mean, my God.
She showed me, go by your heart. She knew energetically that her and that lady had some sort of understanding. I couldn't see it. No one else could see it. But she knew it was an exchange, that this person was basically saying, if I ever get in a position where I can pay this back, I will. My grandma loved doing hair. That wasn't a hardship for her. She had it to give the lady needed it. Boom. So when the lady, who is the receiver of this, finally got into a position where she could give, the cup runneth over, because it didn't matter to her. You know, it didn't take away from anything she needed, and she felt like my grandmother was a worthy soul. And I just sit there going, okay, how did you even know that? And she said, it's in your heart. You can feel. Now, you don't like it sometimes, because you may like somebody, but the energy around it is not working. But you really want to like them. That's just the way that it is. We have to honor that, because maybe that's our energy saving us from doing something in the long run that's not going to be beneficial. And it's not going to make you feel good, you know. But we have to own that, not the person. Because they're maybe just doing their thing, going through their lives, and this is how they operate. You know, and that's what I try to teach my clients and my students, is you have to take emotional responsibility of your own self. You cannot put that on another person, okay? They're not responsible for whatever happened in your past. Yes, you can explain to them. Yes, you can help them understand you may have certain conditions and things you would prefer, but ultimately you have to see if it fits in your world. And if it's a square peg, a square trying to fit in a circle, and it doesn't, stop beating yourself up. It just doesn't fit. Doesn't mean can't come around you. You guys have fun. You just can't have that need met, you know, by whatever you think that is. And a lot of times I find with women, in particular men too, their emotional needs, they don't stop to do the inventory before they get into a relationship, and then they want the relationship to fill all of these needs. And I'm like, whoa, what are you trying to do here?
Exactly.
Have you even thought this through? You know, well, I love him and he loves me and we should just do this. And I'm like, whoa, slow down.
Well, and you know, I love this about you, Ari, because, you know, this is really what people need right now. And this is why I think that, you know, we have so many folks that tune into the show. It's because I think we have really, we're done with living in the world of half answers, half truths, and half solutions to things. You know, folks are saying, look, I am pretty good at following instructions, but you got to give me the real deal here. You got to give me the real deal.
Yeah. And I think that religion, at one point in our society, you kind of hoped if you went to church and if you studied a certain method that was going to kind of be able to sustain you for your entire life.
Yeah.
And sometimes those things are flawed because they're made by people who are flawed. And so they just didn't fit the void, especially when I think you got into more complexities. As we get older, you have businesses, you have responsibilities. People expect from you a certain level of integrity. And if you don't have it, it's hard. It's a very hard thing because maybe you're projecting it because of your work, but maybe in your real life you're struggling with your own self-esteem issue. You know, a lot of the most successful people do go through that because they do want to be better, but they may not have all the tools or maybe going through their own personal demons, which happens. It does happen. So I say cut a break. Find another center. Doesn't take away from your religion because that's your thing. If that's what you were reared with, good for you. But if it's not sustaining you, please be open to yoga, meditation, light workers in your community that you feel comfortable with. It should never cost you $1 billion to deal with a light worker. Okay, I don't think you should be mortgaging your house. But, you know, to be fair, ask them what their needs are, be it monetarily or whatever works for you guys, and keep it in perspective. You know, sometimes people do their energy work because they just enjoy it. Sometimes they do it because that's their form of living. Just find out what level of professionalism that you're working with, and then, you know, make that decision if that works for you and yours, because it's your journey. No one else can do this for you. You have to do this for yourself. And my grandma taught me that. She taught me that if you go in there, I mean, she was very religious. She went to church every Sunday. I was reared Baptist. And Baptists don't play. They will call you out on your stuff right there live. And it was always fun. It was always fun. But she also taught me, you know, that's just for today. That can change next week. You know, that's just this moment. Everything continues to develop and grow. And I really appreciate that because it gave me spiritual liberties and to respect other cultures, even if I didn't quite understand them, because I think that's another thing we lack is just the respect of the differences that make us who we are.
Oh, my God. You know? And, you know, I think you're absolutely right. You know, one of the things we're going to do right now, for those of you out there, you ready to call in, receive your gift, 1-800-930-2819. We actually have Naomi waiting to chat with us. Mr. Benny, let's go to the phones, and Ari, you're going to take it away.
There's Naomi. Welcome to the show, Naomi.
Hi, Naomi.
Hello.
Hi.
How is everyone?
We're good. Are you ready to play a little game with us?
I'll try. Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Hi, Ari.
Okay.
Take it away.
All right, my lady. Now, you've been hearing us talk about meditation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I want to know, who do you think would benefit from meditation just around you right now? Who you think would benefit the most from it?
Oh, God. All my family and friends, everybody. We all need it because we're all space cadets.
Well, you know, I like your answer, but you know what I was looking for? I was looking for you. You. You would benefit. Because I know you want it, right? You want to meditate.
Yes.
Okay, then.
Yes.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Now, just because you're adorable and you're thinking once again, like for everybody else, which is what we were talking about, I'm going to make sure you do get a kit because you need it. And before you share it with others, I want you to share it with you first. Can you do that for me? Okay.
Yes,
and then, you know, get me back and give me some feedback. But I want you to take it and start off with the pink one. There's an order in there. And you can email me when you get your kit, but I want you to start off with the pink one because that's self-love, just tuning into you, feeling a little bit lighter, and seeing, you know, what's going on in your world. And then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, and don't hang up so we can get your information because we're going to need to mail this to you. But I have a feeling you have a question for Ari today, don't you?
I guess the question is, you were just talking about how we deal with people. Just, I mean, not even 5 seconds ago, and I swear, I was like, she just read what happened to me just here in the past week. I was dating this guy, and it wasn't fitting, and I had struggled with it for about 3 weeks before that, and I just finally just opened up. I released it and said, okay, this is not going to work. I need to let this go. I'm letting this go. And that's what I did. So I'm like, okay, so what's the next step? I know I'm just open for whatever's coming next.
Well, I need you to do an inventory. because you kind of got to do an inventory of what did he give you and what didn't you get from him. You know, so you have a list of what you're looking for in next round because you're still wounded. I mean, you've released it, but you still have to, you know, honor your body and your spirit because you cared about the person. And that doesn't go away overnight. That takes a moment.
Right.
But he did show you some things about yourself and the way you want to respond, kind of like a little girl. So you need to have that kind of energy in your next relationship because if he had been a little bit more mature, it wouldn't have been as hard. You know, he wasn't there yet. So it needs to be that maturity, okay, with that still openness. And that's the number one thing I put at the top of my list is that kind of faith, that kind of personalness, that kind of understanding of himself. So at least you guys are on the same page and he can admit his shortcomings. Because that's all you need.
Right.
Just tell me where the road is changing and I am good. You know?
That's it. That's great. And,
okay.
And I've been doing that. Thank you, because you just confirmed what
Just do a little inventory, and you'll be very, very pleased throughout a part of the year, because you'll know what you're looking for, and you see what you like. Got it. Cool.
All right.
Naomi, don't hang up. Make sure you stay on the line so that Taylor can get some information from you so we can send you your starter kit.
Good luck, baby.
All right. And for those of you out there, you know, Ari and I are going to continue to chat here. If you want to get some insight, if you want to get some guidance, and if you want to get started with this fabulous, fabulous free giveaway that we have on the show today, thanks to Ari McIntyre joining us here today. These kits are amazing. I have one that is so amazing. Give us a shout.
You have the lavender.
I do. We're going to talk about that next. 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. We probably have time for one more caller if you want to get in there. Let's talk about lavender if we could for a minute, Ari. Because first of all, let me thank you for that beautiful, beautiful gift. Thank you so much for it. Lavender. I happen to live in a place where around this time of year, maybe I'm a little early. Lavender is something we see a lot of. But yet many of us don't really understand the full essence of lavender, what it means, and the healing properties of it. I would love for you to share that because what you've created is just amazing.
Well, the most magnificent thing about lavender, it's both a scent, a fragrance, a flower. It's like the universe sprinkled this in every package you could possibly imagine. You know, I have a friend who makes lavender cakes. She's a professional chef.
Wow.
And they're the bomb. They're the bomb, okay? And it's like when I first started making candles, purple is beautiful. It's royal. It's majestic. It's very high power. Lavender is you. It's your own personal thing because it helps relax you. It helps get you into some center. You see it with babies. They always have a little formula with a touch of lavender in it, you know.
Mm.
And like I said, the universe put it in a flower. They put it, you know, in a scent. They put it in a color. I mean, they were like, listen to us. This will help relax you, you know, because it's just brilliant. And it's my signature color. That was the first color that I created with my clients because it just made sense. Lavender flower, lavender color, lavender scent. Booyah! And they were like, yes, but it was always there. I just put it together. It was sitting right there in front of everyone. I just put it in a candle foam because our candles are soy-based, so they're not paraffin. So they do really burn at a lower frequency, and they actually permeate the air. Even when you forget, we use very high-quality aromatherapy, so it just permeates around you, which is what you want. So you almost forget that you were even upset. So the power of lavender is like, wowzers. Wow.
Well,
it's awesome.
Well, and part of this is really, let's get back to the topic of meditation, if we could, for a moment. You know, and back to the topic that we were discussing about gaining a level of awareness. You know, sometimes I think, Ari, we hang out in a world where we actually believe that all of this magnificent energy and vibration is outside of us. And then secondly, we have to really work really hard, maybe suffer a lot, and then we can get a teeny bit of insight.
And hopefully along the way, we'll be able to carve out some essence that we might be able to call a pretty good life. But not necessarily, that's not the world and the realm that you work in. You know, you work in the world of unlimited possibilities, abundance, prosperity, joy, perfect health, and the wide range of that. And so the question then becomes, for people that are listening to the show, what can they know, what can they do, and what can they be like in order to let the universe get that stuff to them that it wants to get?
Wow, that's a loaded question. That's a loaded question. Because it's so varied, and like I said earlier, there's no wrong way. I think the number one thing, though, is find a place to bring you some balance. I personally prefer anything that's dealing with waters, a waterfall, taking a nice hot bath, sitting in a sauna, going to the pool, and or fragrance. There's always a favorite scent that takes you back to a certain place, and you can have that. You can tune into that. You can actually find a way to connect with that, but you have to do that. No one else can do that for you. You know what I mean? You have to be able to go, okay, what is my intent today? What am I trying to make happen? And the first thing I would recommend is, you know, really find that balance. Make a decision today to take 5 minutes to shut up, cut the TV off, cut the radio off, cut everything off, tell your kids and family 5 minutes. You can even do it in the bathroom. I have a client who goes to the bathroom, locks herself in there, and takes 10 minutes out just to get centered. And I recommend breathing. It sounds really simple, sounds very obvious, but how many of us actually take the time to take deep, long breaths where we expand bellies, open up our chakras, and just sit there and breathe? Think about what you got to deal with, and then make the steps. So that 5 minutes doesn't have to be, you know, sitting in one spot and focusing your mind. It could just be breathing. Just take a deep breath. And the next thing I'd recommend is if you have any positive friends around you, don't drain them, but definitely ask them, hey, can we go out to dinner or go for a walk? Find people who are of like mind, who are not going to judge you, especially if you're going through harsh situations, because that sends you in a worse tailspin because you're trying to dig yourself out of the hole. You don't need somebody browbeating you. You really don't need somebody kicking your derriere, reminding you of all the mistakes you've made, and you're having to live through it. I mean, life will do enough on its own. You don't have to add to the kitty, you know, so it's like, cool. And I think just those two steps anybody can do today and, you know, step out of themselves and just make that attempt. Like, concentrate, just like you brush your teeth in the morning, hopefully, and you get up and try to have a decent breakfast, hopefully. So 5 minutes of meditation somewhere in that program. You know, put that emphasis on your own mental bank, because it's just as important, because you don't want to be bankrupt on the spiritual plane. It is a hell of a place to be. It is.
Oh, my God.
It's hard.
I know. It's harsh. It's harsh. And, you know, I think that part of this is, you know, not only looking at being spiritual bankrupt at one end of it, but also doing a spiritual bypass, which is where you put everything on spirit. Oh, spirit. You know, oh, God, and then we don't take any action on our own behalf. I don't know about you, but I don't think there has been, and let's just call them, you know, a master teacher, whether it be the divine feminine or the divine masculine that has walked this earth that hasn't taken action. You know, isn't that
Absolutely.
Interesting? Yeah. I mean,
Absolutely.
People talk, well, the Dalai Lama is a very busy man.
Mm-hmm.
They,
Yeah.
Very busy. So I want
go ahead.
Well, no,
ironically, when you say an action, Jupiter just moved into Leo. Now, the thing about astrology, it's like a thermometer, okay? It just gives you a gauge of the temperature around you. You choose to do with the energy based on your own chart and your own, you know, decisions. But right now, Jupiter is in Leo. It doesn't happen but every 12 years, okay? Jupiter moves very slowly. It's one of the slower moving planets. With this particular energy, we have a chance to really put things into action. If you really want to manifest something, this year will give you that extra boost, that extra courage, but you got to get in the game. Yeah, you got to get into the participation. You got to ask people things. You got to go do your homework. And then, of course, you have to let people know, this is what I'm doing. This is my goal. This is direction I'm going in. Because they don't know. They may think you're just happy where you are. So if you're going to make these changes, go into yet meditation and find out how to speak for yourself. Because that's where it starts. So then people go, oh, okay. You say you want to eat cake today. Everybody's going to expect you to find some place to get cake from or have somebody bake you one. No one's going to question that. You say you want to be successful. What steps are you putting into action to lay that foundation so you even know how to be successful? Because it's an art in that, too. That's why not everybody does it, okay? Because it's the responsibility, being famous, being successful, yeah. having it all, so to speak. I don't know what that is, but I heard it's pretty cool.
Well, when we're done with this show, we'll call Beyonce and see how she's doing with it. Or better yet, maybe we call the president today and see how he's doing with it.
You know what? I'm sure they stress him.
Oh, I'm sure them too. You know, it's interesting I brought those two up, right? They're the B and O of things.
Yes.
You know, there are some things going on stressing. Maybe you need to send those two a bit of your starter meditation kit. I think that could help right now.
Hey, I think they'd be open to it. I'll be honest with you.
Wow, what a great show. It's been great to have you on here, Ari. Thank you so much for joining me here. I want to take a minute and just let folks know how they can find out more about you. And for those of you out there, you know, as Ari said, you know, this is where you get to take care of yourself a little bit, a lot, rather. And, you know, you also can think about other other folks in your life. Tell folks the best way to find out more about you. Tell them where they can get their own meditation kits as well.
First of all, you can visit my website, www.candlesbyari, CandlesByari.com. Basically, there's all the information, a little bit of my background. You can also email us at candlesbyari@yahoo.com, and we'd be happy to answer any questions we can. If you're in a different state, we will see if we have any recommendations for your local area. But most everything we do here is on the West Coast. We are going to be doing the Power of Color classes coming up at the General Wax location in North Hollywood on Beck. That will be up on the website, and we'll be also be sending information out about that as well. And I do meditation, group meditation, at least twice a month, so we're going to be expanding that as well. So God is good. God is good. I just want to, you know, stay balanced with it so the integrity is always there. My thing is I want it to be just as consistent as the day I started and just as much fun, you know, just as much joy.
I can tell you, this has been a fabulous, fabulous show. I have one last quick question for you. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
You know, don't be afraid to change. Today, embrace it. Make that baby step to decide I'm going to take 5 minutes out to meditate. 5 minutes. 5 minutes for a week. If nothing changes, I was wrong. But I bet you if you do it, you'll be a happy camper 1 week from today because something will happen in your life you want to happen.
Wow.
5 minutes.
I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. What a great show, Ari. We just kicked it up. Pretty good, don't you
think? I think so.
It was
fun.
Oh, man. A lot of fun. Thanks, guys. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. And, again, if you want to find out more about me, go ahead and go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. And, again, Facebook, The Dr. Pat Show, Twitter, The Dr. Pat Show. We've got lots more planned for you. And don't forget to go to transformationtalkradio.com to get a whole lot more of transformative messages to help you change your life. We'll see you next time.
I beg you.